Well, it happened on Friday, a very, very tragic outcome to a hostage situation in Yountville. Three are dead, and the gunman is dead, too. On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Paul Rykoff. He is a veteran himself and the founder and chief executive officer of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Paul, good morning. Glad to have you with us today.
Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, a tragic story all the way around about this veteran who apparently suffered from PTSD and took his frustration out on three of the people involved in the Pathway program for veterans with PTSD on Friday. What can you tell us about what might have been in the mindset of this man?
Well, I don't know. And I think, you know, as a veteran myself that's worked with veterans for about a decade and a half since I came home from Iraq, it's hard to unpack this and put it into one simple bullet point. But I think what we know is that actually most veterans coming home aren't a violent threat to other people.
Yeah.
If they do end up hurting someone, it's often themselves. But sometimes it is the folks closest to them. And I think the veterans community right now is shattered by this. I mean, we know the folks at the Pathway. We know folks who work on the front lines every day. And I think most of all we want to do is salute and honor the heroism of the three brave women that were lost. You know, Christine, Jen, and Jennifer went into a dangerous situation every single day. And veterans and those who care about us nationwide are mourning and salute them. And we also want to take action. You know, providing folks like this frontline support at the policy level and even funding at the local level is going to be critical so that the Pathway Home can continue to do its critical work. And maybe this will be a clarion call to all Americans that more needs to be done.
You know, you mentioned that with over 20 million veterans in America, 3 million since 9/11 is a testament to veterans that there have been so few incidents like the one. But you say when veterans hurt someone, it's typically themselves.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 20 veterans a day are lost to suicide, and that's tragic. I think it's still below the headlines. I mean, if we were losing, you know, 20 folks overseas in the military to an enemy, everybody would be up in arms. But we're silently losing 20 veterans of all generations. Some of them are older veterans every single day. You know, the mental health toll of war is tremendous. And it's been compounded recently by, you know, shortages of resources, by the stress in America, by the economic situation some of these folks may face. But I think it's important to note that many do well. As often as folks are in the news for being a shooter, they're much more often likely to be an EMT or be a doctor or even be the media person covering it. We see a generation of men and women coming home from 9/11 who want to step into the breach to serve, and not just in mental health, but on humanitarian efforts in schools. We really believe they can be an inspiring new generation. And every day I talk to veterans who are not picking up a rifle, but a social work degree. They want to follow in the footsteps of the heroes at Yountville and do this kind of work. And that's part of our mission at IAVA, is to help them do that, to drive policy, and even encourage in a moment like this the president to issue a national call. We need reinforcements. We need psychologists. We need social workers, not just for veterans, but for all folks facing mental health injuries and mental health illness nationwide.
So what, at this stage of the game, you know, right here and right now in America, Paul, I mean, here's a man who was obviously suffering from PTSD, being treated for it, part of the Pathway program until a couple of weeks earlier. So what does someone do if they're in the situation where their illness is having such an effect on those around him that, you know, in this man's case, he was no longer allowed to be a part of that program? What next for somebody like
that?
Well,
there's always hope, right? I mean, that's part of what I've learned, you know, working with vets who are on the verge of suicide, who've been incarcerated, committed violent crime. There is always hope. And the key point here is emphasizing that and connection. You know, this veteran may not have been able to connect with this program, and they, I'm sure, had all the right reasons for why they had to make the decisions they did, but we never give up on them. And I think the clearest pathway is often through another veteran. Older veterans especially can be powerful mentors, and most of all, we've got to have professional help. I mean, when you get to a point where violence is an issue, we helped create the Veterans Crisis Line years ago. That's critical. And you know, nonprofit support at the local level is not nearly enough. So, you know, folks in your range of listenership can help. You know, if you've never donated to the Pathway, this is a time to do it. This is a rally point for this entire community to step up and ensure that these folks have the support they need. It's on your radar, but this is already off the national news. I mean, I'm stunned by it. I thought it would be more of a national discussion, but many folks have already sadly moved on from this story, and we can't let that happen. So I hope your listeners will rally in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of years to let Pathway be a place of hope and inspiration and help for many people for years to come.
Well, it certainly will be top of mind around here for the foreseeable future. Paul, thank you for your service and as you were in the armed services and also afterward with all the veterans that you've worked with so far. Thanks for shedding some light on this situation for us.
Thank you, ma'am.
That's Paul Rykoff. He's the CEO of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.